Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To kick off the show is independent mayoral candidate Michael Gaynor. Michael, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity, Joe. I appreciate it.
Now, to recap where we are, yesterday the DOT announced pretty much that they're doing a full reset on the 33. Michael, how do you take that news, and what would you like to see next from the DOT?
Well, I think that it's a win. It's a win for the city, the region, and for the community that was fighting for this outcome for the last 2.5 years, because it's a validation of all of our analysis and work and education and review of this tunnel project that we just believed would be a disaster for our community, both in the massive expenditure of money that it would be, but also for the health of the community. And in my opinion, as an incoming leader of the city of Buffalo, in terms of the long-term economic vitality of our city. And that's been kind of a rallying cry for me just in, choosing a project that is, the best project for our city over the long term, and for me, that means putting cars back onto the commercial streets that are part of the best designed city in the world, which we were once and we will be again. And it means a fully restored Frederick Law Olmsted Parkway system that I think will capture the imagination of tourists and residents for the next century. And I think that's part of a vision that really transforms Buffalo, and it's the reason I'm in this race.
And Michael, that vision that you are talking about, it sounds like more and more the people who live in East Buffalo, the people who live along the 33, this is what they support more than the tunnel that the state obviously was trying to convince everyone wanted. So when you have these public meetings, what different do you want to see at these public meetings this time than the first time around?
Well, I mean, I want to see something on par with what we have been organizing as a community for the last 2.5 years, which is a fully transparent, inclusive process where, there's an open invitation to members of the community to come in. Now, let me tell you, I've been involved in East Side organizing and city organizing for 20 years. And when you open up the conversation to everybody, it can be messy. But the big thing here is that I can tell you unequivocally from my experience over the last 2.5 years working on this project that the majority of the East Side community wants a project that is not the tunnel. They want to see some imagination. They want to see us prioritize the health of the community. We got to remind folks that this community has some of the worst health outcomes in the country, not just in the state of New York, in the country. And, COPD and asthma rates and cardiac disease and low life expectancy. But for me, what also speaks to people is that we don't want to just see this short-term investment translate into a few jobs over 4 or 5 years. We want to see this investment leverage future investment, particularly along our commercial corridors, particularly where we can stimulate business when we have increased car volume on those streets. Now, don't get me wrong. We got to invest in those radial streets. We need to build the capacity of those radial streets so that they're efficient, so that they're timely, so that they're beautiful. And that's how we roll it out, right? I think that a lot of commuters might think, oh, I can't go on those streets. It's going to take too long, or, it's not safe or this or that. But we are going to address that. It's part of a bigger vision on how we transform the infrastructure in Western New York to accommodate our commuters and to accommodate our city residents. And I think that that's a holistic vision that we need to be considering.
So that's my next question is what to do with the traffic. And I hear what you're saying, but, a lot of people say, all right, so now I go from an expressway to Main Street. And, Michael, I graduated from college in 2011. I went to Madai.
Sure.
And yep. Main Street was in pretty rough shape in 2011. It really hasn't changed over the last 14 years. So would the goal be to keep up with those streets so there aren't the number of potholes and they are more accessible? How's that phase go on top of this?
Well, let me just say this, that we are in a different place and time now than we were 10, 15 years ago. People are removing expressways, other parts of the country. And the other thing is there's technology now that allows us to move traffic more efficiently. Technology, in full honesty, that the DOT is in possession of. And we're going to incorporate it. But yes, let's think about right now we have $1 billion on the table. If we're not spending $1 billion on a tunnel, we are spending that money on radial street reconstruction. And we are spending that money on how to revitalize these commercial corridors to make them more efficient, to make them more safe, to make them more efficient for commuters to move seamlessly through the city. And like I said, I want to make them beautiful and safe as well. So, yes, we got to do better than what we're doing on Main Street, but we have capacity. Like, we've analyzed the transportation data. And I know that a lot of people don't see how it's possible. But as my daughter will say, and my daughter's 10 years old, she'll be like, Dad, wouldn't it have taken 6 years to build the tunnel? I'm like, yeah, Derek. She's like, well, don't you think people have got to figure it out how they're going to use the other streets? And yes. If you're in West Seneca, you're going to jump on Seneca. If you're in Depew or Lancaster, maybe you jump on Broadway. And we're going to make strategic investments in that. And let me just tell you, at-grade improvements in infrastructure change and transformation is much cheaper than blasting and blowing and channeling and driving pilings and building retaining walls and building bridges. So, dirt is cheap. We got to truck it in and fill in the Kensington Expressway. At-grade improvements are much more manageable, they're much more efficient, and they're a lot less costly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What about public transportation? We know that the Metro Rail is planning to expand into Amherst. when you have something like this with the 33, if you take that expressway away from people in Amherst and Cheektowaga, would there be a public transportation aspect, or would that be something you would propose to go along with this plan?
Well, here's the thing is, right, as the future leader of the city of Buffalo, I'm not planning for next year. I'm planning for 10 years out, 20 years out, 30 years out. And I will tell you that my plan is to grow the city. My plan is to bring more residents to the city. My plan is to bring more businesses and entrepreneurs and small business and supporting that small business community. I want economic, an economic transformation, not just on the east side, but across Buffalo as a whole. And even though today, you know, you look at traffic volume counts that we're down to perhaps 55,000 cars a day on the Kensington Expressway, at some day in the future, we will have much more car volume on these streets. So we may not have the financial capacity right now to, you know, build a light rail out to the airport or a light rail to the Central Terminal and out to West Seneca and Orchard Park, but we should definitely plan for it. So as we revisit and we analyze and we examine these commercial corridors, we need to be thinking about future light rail. And we need to be thinking about, you know, the prospect of doing that and working with our partners at Citizens for Regional Transportation to make sure that the plans are in place to do that 10 years, 15 years, 20 years as funding becomes available and as demand, right, and population increases in our city and region. Because if you look at the state of the world, and we are positioned here in Buffalo to be a city that's on the growth path. We have an immense quantity of fresh water, a temperate climate. We're very climate resistant here. You know, we don't have hurricanes and tornadoes and craziness. We're in close proximity to the international border. We have an amazing business community here, an educated workforce. We've got a lot going for us. Let's build on that and let's bring more people. Let's tell the world about Buffalo.
All right, Michael, what do you say to people like me who, you know, can't remember Bass Pro Shop, can't remember the Peace Bridge, can't remember the original casino, can't remember when we were told that reopening Main Street downtown would bring business downtown? They look at this and say, it's all talk, it's a waste of money, it'll never happen. What's your pushback to that?
My pushback is we need an independent leader that is going to make this a priority, right? And be a partner with the state of New York that makes sure that Western New York gets their due share, that gets the project that positions us for growth and it positions us for a healthy community and positions us for economic vitality. I've been in Buffalo 20 years. We haven't had that leader. We haven't had that voice. We haven't had that independent person that's not beholden to special interests, that's not beholden to a political party, that is speaking for the region and is speaking for the region's residents. And that's what I say is different today. I will also say, yes, we didn't get a Bass Pro Shop, but we got a transformed waterfront at Canal Side. There's good movement going at the Outer Harbor. There's good things that are happening because the state had to stop and respond to the needs of this community. And that's what happened on the Kensington, and we're going to see a transformation happen.
Michael, are you surprised that one of your opponents, Sean Ryan, has not commented on this move? He's running for mayor of Buffalo. The guy hasn't talked in over a month, and he made no statement on the state's decision.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all, because not one political official has spoken on this project in almost 2.5 years to the affirmative in support of the community's desire to see a transformation here. I got nothing bad to say about Sean Ryan, but he has left the community behind on this project. He has left us out in the cold by ourselves and having to fend for ourselves. And I will tell you that if it weren't for the hard work and commitment of this community, of Eastside Parkways, of people that have stood with their money, with their time, with their energy, with their voices to evaluate this project and get a better outcome, all right, then there would be shovels in the ground and we would be building a tunnel today, right? This is why we need a transformation and leadership too. We need a leader for the city of Buffalo that listens to people, listens to all sides, and is going to make, you know, the best decision that's good for our communities, that's good for our business district, that's good for the future of our city. And that's the vision that I bring to this campaign, and that's the leader that I will be for the city of Buffalo.
Michael, why do you think the state got so behind the tunnel idea? Because in February of 24, Kathy Hochul, Governor Hochul, came to announce that we were on to the next phase, which obviously was a lie because we're not. And she said that if we didn't go forward with the tunnel, that Buffalo would lose the funding. Well, we heard from Rich Fontana yesterday, that's not true. The funding is still in place. Why was the state pushing this tunnel idea and making it sound like everyone approved of it?
Hey, look, the state had an agenda, okay? The state wanted shovels in the ground. They wanted to see a tangible project on the east side. They were trying to leverage federal dollars through transportation funding and this connecting communities opportunity. This had been a conversation that had been going on for 15 years. They were impatient and ready to just rock through the process and make it happen. And, you know, I'm grateful that my neighbors, because I'm an Eastside resident business owner as well, you know, weren't willing to just settle for any kind of expenditure. They wanted the best project. And yes, are we going to have to, you know, take a little pause and reevaluate? Is it going to stall the initiation and the start of this project? Yes. But in 5 or 10 years, we're not going to be thinking about the fact that this project got held up. We're going to be thinking about and celebrating the fact that the right project got done. And that's got to be our priority. How many times do we look back on history and say, we made the wrong decision with this project or that project? We're going to make the right project happen now. And we're going to do it because the community and our political leadership are going to stand up for it. And let me just tell you, when I'm elected, we're going to make sure that the city of Buffalo is driving this project and making sure that the best project outcome is delivered to these communities. And it's going to be a transformation, and people are going to be like, wow, something special is happening in Buffalo. And then we're going to tell the world about that. And we're going to grow this city, and we're going to bring more attention and focus to Western New York, a city that has underachieved in many ways, all right, and is not reaching its full potential. And not because there aren't creative people here, not because there aren't doers here, but because we've been stifled by not the strongest leadership team for many, many, many years. And we're going to make a change. We're going to bring a lot of very insightful, creative people. We're going to put together a world-class team at City Hall, and we're going to see changes that we never believed were possible.
Michael Gaynor, running for mayor of Buffalo. Michael, I know we'll talk again before the election, and thank you so much for giving us some time this afternoon.
Hey, Joe, I so appreciate the opportunity, and tell your listeners, michaelgaynorformayor.com. They can find more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
There's search and inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.